I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it. The Burt Show.
When we say on The Burt Show that it is family meeting time, generally it's not a great thing. Generally, a family meeting would be announced like when I announced that my engagement was over, or I announced when I was getting married. So it can be a good thing. Or somebody is leaving the show. That's usually family meeting time. These are very serious things. So Kristen put on the schedule, announcement. Kristen announcement was very cryptic and there was no description. So as I'm looking at it yesterday, I said to Kristen, is this a family meeting? And she said, yes.
No, I said, sure.
Oh, okay.
Might have overheard a little bit.
I don't remember you saying sure. Okay.
I think I said it can't be.
Well, here we are. Okay, so none of us in here knows what this announcement is or what the tepid family meeting now is all about.
This is a very, very, very good family meeting.
I'm so nervous. We were taking bets on what it was going to be yesterday after the show. So really, I'm just excited to see if my money's paying off.
I look like I got more nervous when she said it was good.
Well, it was the Morse code that she was using also with the pen.
Got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed guests, Burt Show fam, Burt Weiss has been nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame 2024.
That's the family meeting.
Yeah, baby, you got nominated again.
I don't know why I'm not excited. I think
this is a huge honor.
It is a huge honor, but I think it's such a great family meeting that I should just let it rest without the reality.
Without pooping on it?
Yeah.
Do you want to know your competition?
I don't. I just think that when you're, I think the rules say that when you're nominated one time, which is, it is a huge honor. I mean, when you think of all the people that do radio every single day and have done radio every single day for the last 100 years, sincerely, I know this sounds like such a cliche, and I hate when actors say it about awards too, that it's an honor to be nominated. There's a lot of people. So for my name to be even spoken with the Howard Sterns of the world, I don't know if he's your cup of tea or not, but dude's made an impression.
The Casey Kasems.
The Casey Kasems of the world. That dude, Ryan Seacrest, is in there. That's a pretty big name right there. Mm-hmm. So for me even to be considered with names like that, it really is a big honor. So I was nominated last year, and I didn't get in last year. I think that there are like 15 or 20 guys, but as I understood it last year, that once you're nominated, I think you're automatically nominated for the next 5 years.
Are you?
I thought so.
Oh, well, yeah, because Mojo is nominated again.
I thought he got in last year.
Mm-mm. Mojo in the Morning is nominated.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not reading last year's
list?
No,
it says Radio Hall of Fame 2024 inductee nominations.
So he and I were just texting with each other this morning. I'm going to ask him, are you in the Radio Hall of Fame? I thought he got in last year.
Am I looking at the wrong list? I know. Listen, your business manager hit me up and told me to make this announcement this morning. Okay?
Well, then she would know. Yes. She sincerely knows my life better than I do, and she knows the rules of my life better than I do. So who's the competition on it?
All right. So what I have for the 2024.
And thank you for making a big deal about
you're
it,
because
you
know I'm. I know you wouldn't. So yeah.
There's one award that I really want to win, and that is the ratings bonus award. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite, too. I'm doing good in that department. So the Radio Hall of Fame inductees for 2024 will be announced Monday, June 17th. And there's going to be six people who will get inducted into the 2024 class, okay? So it has on here Burt Weiss, Big D and Bubba, Big Tigger, Bob and Sherry, Bob Stroud, Crook and Chase.
Crook and Chase?
Crook and Chase.
Never heard of them.
Oh, they're a country duo.
Are they? Okay.
Dee Dee McGuire. Diane Rehm.
Dee Dee McGuire from, okay, I know her. She's very talented.
Free Beer and Hot Wings.
Oh, wow. That's part of the Pioneer Network.
Funkmaster Flex, Jamie Jaron, John and Ken, Johnny Magic, who I actually applied to be a part of his show before your show.
Get out of here. Johnny Magic?
Johnny Magic.
What kind of show does Johnny Magic do? Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Johnny Magic show.
It's a CHR, Top 40 morning show in down in Orlando. Kid Leo, Larry Elder, Laura DeYoung, Lee Harris, Lincoln Ware, Mary McCoy, Matt Siegel, Mojo in the Morning.
Matt Siegel should be in. That dude is from Boston, and he just retired at like 70 years old, and he had been doing radio in Boston. He's the guy, you'll remember this, that got into a bunch of controversy because he was talking about Demi Lovato, and he wouldn't like recognize how she wanted to be her pronouns.
Yes. Weirdly enough, I don't know a lot of people in the radio industry. I have like weird tea that I can't say on air about this man.
Okay. So this guy's been in radio. He was in radio for a long time. And as we said in our bonus content, the industry has changed so much and it got too PC for him that he's like, damn, hell with doing a morning show. It's not fun anymore. I'm just going to retire. But he was there for, he deserves to be in.
Mojo in the Morning.
He deserves to be in. He's a good friend of mine.
Phil Hendry.
Not him. He doesn't deserve to be in.
Shelly the
Playboy. I'm just kidding. I don't even know who that is.
Shelly the Playboy Stewart and Richard Blade.
Okay.
Everybody who is nominated for the 2024 class for the Radio Hall of Fame, and your name is among them.
That is still pretty
congratulations.
Pretty cool. It really is. Thank you.
Congrats.
That's a big deal.
Now, it's going to get to a point where I'm nominated every year and don't get in. It's a little bit like the Buffalo Bills getting into the Super Bowl and never winning. You're just like, and the fans finally were just like, please don't even make it to the playoffs.
You're the Susan Lucci of the Radio Hall of Fame.
Right.
Another reference.
Right.
So here, we'll make a deal, all right?
Okay.
If you're nominated next year, we won't do a family meeting.
Okay, deal. Or we'll do it later in the show.
Okay.
Like the very last thing in the show, or very early morning.
Oh yeah, by the way, Burt Weiss is nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame.
Okay. Fair enough.
Get it? The Burt Show.